And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
News coverage surrounding Governor Roy Cooper's recent decision to veto the proposed state budget sent to him by state legislators has focused on the proposal's failure to expand Medicaid. But there were several other egregious flaws. Take the issue of education funding. When one accounts for inflation and enrollment growth, the proposed budget would have left total school funding still nearly 3% below where it was more than a decade ago. 20 of the top 24 education spending categories would be lower than in 2009, a time in which we ranked 42nd in the nation. Compared to fiscal year 08-09, the state is already providing schools with nearly 800 fewer teachers, nearly 500 fewer instructional support personnel like psychologists, nurses, counselors, social workers, and librarians, thousands fewer teachers' assistants, and cuts of more than 40% to textbooks, classroom supplies, and school technology. Amazingly, South Carolina now outspends us by more than 21% per student, a gap that would grow further under the legislative proposal. The bottom line, North Carolina can and must do better by its schools. Governor Cooper was right to demand it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.